We're CJMQ. My name is Maureen Dillon, and we're interviewing Robert Larrabee today. So welcome, Robert.
Thank you.
Where are you based, Robert?
Well, I'm in Medicine Hat.
Okay. So right now we're playing your single, Middle of Something. So that's an interesting song. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, that song is, I find as you get older, you're always so busy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about how at the beginning of the relationship with my wife, you know, it was we seemed to have time for romance and to go to movies and to do, you know, the dating thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then as life, you know, goes along, it seems like we always get caught up in the work, and it's hard to find time for those special moments that we used to find so much time for. So that was the premise, and that's kind of what I wrote the song around, was just the way I was feeling that day about things, you know, and about how it's time to get back to the middle of something, you know, time to get back to that romance, eh?
Right. So do you have children?
Well, I do. I had my son Matthew passed away in 2009 from cancer.
Very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, he was my angel boy. And one of the things actually that Matthew told me, he said, "Dad, don't give up on your dream." So that's kind of, I kind of hear him every day, his little voice, and that was one of the reasons I decided to, you know, continue in the music business and write my own songs, because that was always the dream, was to write my own music.
Oh, good for you, and good
yeah.
for his memory, too. Okay, so it's definitely a great message out there to make time for the things that are important in our life.
Yeah, well, it goes so quick, eh?
It does. Have you always been interested in music, Robert?
Yes, you know, I started out about 25 years ago.
Okay.
I was dating a girl, a newfie girl, actually, and her family, we had a little landscaping business, her brother and I.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a young guy, you know, 21, 22 years old, and we would party on the weekends at their house, you know, and I had a little singing machine in those days. It was a
mm-hmm.
Panasonic Song Mink,
okay.
it was called. And you'd put cassettes or 8-tracks in and sing to the track, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go, "Lord Dundon, you got to do something with that voice. You can't be a landscaper by," and all this,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, well, they kind of got me going into talent shows, and in those days you could go to all the bars in Edmonton where I was living, and they had jams every Saturday and every Friday afternoon, and anybody could get up and sing with the band. And I did that for a couple of years, and I did some talent shows, and I ended up in the finals and that kind of thing. And an agent came out of the audience one night and said, "You know, I've got a band, and I think you should be the front man." And so I went on the road. I did that for about 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
In cover bands, and then I ended up doing acting in dinner theater, and then I got, through the acting thing, I got approached by promoters who do tribute shows, and I
mm-hmm.
ended up doing tribute shows and stuff like that, and then I ended up being a corporate performer, a corporate entertainer, and,
okay.
you know, so I've been at it for a little while.
Okay, so do you think you've found your style now on your own? Or?
Well, I always did country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I sang lots of stuff from Conway Twitty and George Jones and Hank Williams and Dwight Yoakam, Garth Brooks, in my show, in a lot of the bands and the shows that I was in. And I like country because, you know, you can write a song around the heart
mm-hmm.
with country, I find anyway. It's a great musical medium to really get across how you're feeling and to touch people.
Mm-hmm.
More so probably than any other genre that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Now, so that's why I picked it, really.
Good. Now, I've read that you sound a little like Luke Bryan. I don't know who wrote this, but what do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I don't think I sound like anybody.
You sound like yourself, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you
but,
think
you know, different reviewers and critics, they have their own opinion.
Right. Do you think that your music maybe has a bit more of an older country style sound to it?
Well, I think Middle of Something really does. That's
mm-hmm.
that's a very traditional two-step kind of a country song. And,
it is.
And we wanted to definitely make sure, you know, if we're going to do a country album, that we had a real traditional country song. But some of the other songs on the album are almost borderline pop country.
Okay.
So it's a nice mixture on the album. There's something for everybody,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And, you know, as a performer over the years, I've always realized that, in your audience, you have young people, you have older people, you have different ethnicities, and really I wanted to have an album that kind of had an appeal for everybody so that, you know, everybody could enjoy it.
Great idea. What's the name of the album?
Middle of Something.
Okay, so this is the title track.
Yeah, same as the single. It's on iTunes and Amazon and most of the internet stores.
So everybody can get it then from iTunes and Amazon and your website?
Yeah, robertlarabee.org. And Larabee, of course, is L-A-R-R-A-B-E-E.
Okay.
Larabee.
Right.
L-A-R-R-A-B-E-E.
Okay.
There's my little DJ voice for you.
Are you coming out with another single soon?
Yes, we're going to promote this one to radio until it's dead, you know, until nobody wants to spin it or talk about it anymore. And then we'll do three songs this year, so we have two more yet coming out. One's called Guy Thing. I really like it. You know, it's written from the perspective of the woman in the verses, so the verses are kind of maybe the things the woman doesn't like about the guy. Like he can't drive past a pond without stopping to catch the fish and, you know, these kinds of things. But then the chorus, he reminds her of what she does like about him, what she loves about him, that he'd lay down his life for the wedding ring and all this kind of stuff, hey? So it's I think that one's going to have good appeal, and I played it for a few dances and stuff that we've done, and people have really liked it. And then I've got one called Who Cares that I really like, too, which is kind of a shot at Madison Avenue. Like, who cares if I don't look like Hollywood? I got my own thing, and it sure feels good. You know, it's just about being a regular person and not trying to, you know, be somebody else, hey?
Good. Sounds great. We'll be looking forward to those two songs, definitely, and the album, too. Any special plans for this summer, Robert?
Well, I'm going to Calgary to meet some musicians. I have I kind of live by the golden rule. You know, I just put out real good vibes, and it's kind of nice because it brings the right people to you, you know? And I've been very fortunate. I've got a piano player now, and he's going to be helping me put a band together, and he works at Long and McQuaid in Calgary, and so now he's found a drummer and a bass player and a guitar player. So I go meet them in June, first weekend of June, and hopefully we get some rehearsals in, and then by the time the third song's at radio, what I'd like to do is I'd like to come to Sherbrooke and to all the places where my music's been played and do shows, you know, and meet people. That's what it's all about.
Good. Well, definitely that would be great. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Yes, I'd like to send a big shout-out to all the folks in Sherbrooke.
Oh, well, thanks very much, and we definitely enjoy playing your music. Looking forward to the other singles, and all the best to you, Robert.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.